个主日的清晨呢，我们再一起来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord in the Lord's Day morning. Let's consider the Word of God.
现在有需要回到这个主日学的小朋友和老师吗？
Our topic today is election of God and the joy of men. Let's stand up and read the scriptures on the screen.
罗马书九章十五到十六节，十五节起。因他对摩西说：“我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。”据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and light on my path, and light on us so that we will not fall into darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天继续来看罗马书，我们今天会看到罗马书的第九章。
Continue to look at the book of Romans. Today we'll come to chapter 9.
罗马书人们说是整本圣经当中神学的高峰，就是罗马书。
And the book of Romans has been regarded as the summit of theology in the entire Bible.
那么罗马书第九章可以说是这个高峰的顶峰。
And chapter 9 Romans could be said the peak of the summit.
为什么这样说呢？因为罗马书第九章启示出来这样的一个真理，就是上帝的拣选。
The reason is the chapter 9 of Romans has revealed the very important truth about God's election.
就是上帝拣选他喜悦的人。
God chose those who He pleased.
那么，罗马书第九章告诉我们，上帝的这个拣选是无条件的。
And this book also tells us God's election is unconditional.
什么叫无条件的？就是我们人无法去理解，就是也不看人的行为，也不看这个人的定义，就是。跟你自己的意思，跟你自己的行为，跟人的意思，人也完全没有关系。上帝就选了，上帝就定了。
And it's unconditional, and it's hard for us to understand. It means that it does not depend on man's will or any behavior. Not all those things God has chosen, decided.
这是整本圣经所启示出来的真理，可以说是让人最震惊，也可以说让人最。难以接受甚至排斥的就是上帝他就拣选他就定了而且不依照人怎样想人怎样去做
And this is the most astonishing message in truth in the Bible which many people had problems to understand and even resist but that's the truth of God's election
那么在上一次主日信息当中呢，我们思想到罗马书的第八章的最后部分。
And last message, we considered the last part of chapter 8 of Romans.
那么罗马书的第八章的最后部分是非常非常喜乐的消息，就是没有什么可以让我们与神的爱隔绝。
It gave us a very joyful message that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
但是一进入到第九章呢，使徒保罗就说到他最深的忧愁。
But when it enters into chapter 9, Paul mentions about his sorrows.
那么第八章还是非常的喜乐，神的爱永远不会跟我们分开的。那么第九章，使徒保罗说他心里非常的忧愁，为什么忧愁呢？为他以色列同胞忧愁。
While chapter 8 gives us a very joyful message that nothing can separate us from the love of God, and chapter 9 begins with a sorrow of Paul because he is worried and sorrowed about his fellow Israelites.
好，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下。
I will read you the scripture on the screen.
罗马书九章一到八节，我在基督里说真话，并不谎言。用我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿们。这不是说神的话落了空，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。这就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。那么这一大段经文到底是什么意思？
What is this whole paragraph talking about?
这保罗他说他心里非常的忧愁，为他的以色列同胞忧愁。
Apostle Paul said he had great sorrow for his countrymen.
因为以色列人是不信耶稣的，直到今天都是如此。不仅是保罗那个时代，今天都是如此。犹太人、以色列人，他们是整个世界所有的民族国家当中，他们是最拒绝耶稣、最顽梗的那一群人。
For the Israelites don't believe in the Lord Jesus, not only in Paul's time, but even today, the Israelites has been the most resistant to the Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗为这一点非常的痛心，因为你不信靠耶稣，你就没有办法得救啊。
Apostle Paul had great sorrow about this because if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus, you cannot be saved.
而以色列人呢，他明明是有亚伯拉罕的后裔，亚伯拉罕后裔与上帝立约嘛，这是保罗说的。你们以色列人呐，或者我们以色列人，儿子的名分、荣耀、约、律法，这我们都有啊。
And Israelites, are the descendants of Abraham, and as Paul have said, you have all the adoption, the glory, covenant, and the law, everything, you have everything of this.
甚至主耶稣都是从以色列人当中降，在以色列人、犹太人当中降生的。
Even the Lord Jesus himself was born among the Israelites.
但是为什么以色列人、犹太人却不信靠耶稣，却没有办法得蒙拯救呢？
Why didn't the Israelites believe in the Lord Jesus and get saved?
那我们都知道，神与亚伯拉罕的后裔与亚伯拉罕曾经立约的。
We all know that God had made a covenant with Abraham.
那不就是神的约就落了空吗？
And in that case, the God's promise failed.
所以这就是使徒保罗心里非常痛心和忧愁的原因。他痛心忧愁到一个地步，他甚至哪怕自己失去救恩与耶稣远离，他都巴不得他的以色列同胞能够信耶稣，能够得救。
So that's the reason that Paul has such great sorrow, and to the extent that he even rather to be separated with Christ, so that his countrymen of Israelites would be saved.
当然了，使徒保罗的救恩是不会失去的，因为他是主耶稣拣选的。
But of course, the salvation of Apostle Paul would not be lost because he was chosen by God.
简单的说，使徒保罗忧愁两个原因。第一个原因就是他的同胞为什么不信耶稣？以色列人为什么不信耶稣？这是最应该信耶稣的。
There were two reasons for Paul's sorrows. Number one is that his fellow Israelites don't believe in the Lord Jesus. They should be the people that who.Should believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为神曾经与亚伯拉罕，和他的后裔立约，就从以色列人立约，但是他们却不信靠耶稣，却没有办法得救啊。
Because God has made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, but they don't believe in the Lord Jesus to be saved.
这是保罗忧愁的第一个原因。第二个原因就是，那这样的话，那神的约不就落空了吗？那上帝 与以色列人所立的约，那不就落空？以色列人最后灭亡了，那这个约不就落空了吗？
that's the first reason. The second reason is that in that case, if the Israelites don't believe in God and they are distracted, that does that mean that God's promise failed?
所以这是保罗心中非常的忧愁。其实这不仅仅是关乎以色列人的，这关乎这个世界上所有的人。
That's a reason for Paul's sorrows. It's not only pertains to Israelites. It's has something to do with everyone in the world.
如果上帝与以色列所立的约都落了空，那上帝哪一个应许我们可以真正的去相信呢？
If God's covenant with Abraham and the Israelites failed, and which promise of God we can trust or believe?
那上帝说，信靠耶稣的人不被定罪。上帝说，信靠耶稣的人就是神的儿女，神的爱与他永远不分开。那这些话，那我们难道能够就相信吗？如果上帝他的约都落了空？
God's promise about that his children will never be condemned and no one can separate the, his children from the love of God. All those promises, if God's promise or his covenant failed, can we still trust those words, those promises?
所以圣灵就带领使徒保罗就接下来说，他心里虽然忧愁，他很担心上帝的约会落空的。结果他圣灵带领他说，哦，原来神的约是不会落空，为什么呢？因为从肉身生的以色列人并不是真以色列人。
Then the Holy Spirit led Apostle Paul, though he had the fear that God's promise would will fail, but God has led him to know that God's promise will never fail because the descendants, the Israelites born of a flesh, are not true Israel.
因为以色列人不信耶稣，那么以色列人没有办法得救。那么这样看来，上帝与以色列，也就从与亚伯拉罕所立的约，那不就落了空吗？
Well, the Israelites don't believe in the Lord Jesus, and they cannot be saved. And it seems that God'spromise and God's covenant with the Israelites fail.
然后保罗就说，那这个难题怎么解决呢？哦，原来从亚伯拉罕生的他不是真正的以色列人。
And how to answer this problem? And Paul realized that those who were born of the physical body of Abraham are not true Israel.
那么接下来呢，使徒保罗就用两个例子，圣经的记载来证明，就是从亚伯拉罕生的并不都是以色列人，只有从神应许生的才是真正的以色列人，也才是真正与神立约的以色列人。
Then Apostle Paul continued to use two examples to prove that those who are born physically from the descendants of Abraham, not true Israel, only those whoare born out of the promise of God are true Israel.
所以第七节就说，并不是因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才被称为神的后裔。
So verse 7 of Romans chapter 9 says, nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham, but in Isaac your seed shall be called.
我们知道亚伯拉罕生了两个儿子，一个以实玛利，一个以撒。
We know that Abraham had born, given birth to two sons. One is Ishmael, and the other is Isaac.
那么以撒是上帝应许的。
Isaac is a promised son.
所以只有以撒算这个神的儿女，或者说亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So only Isaac could be called the true descendants of Abraham.
因为他是上帝应许的。
Because he was promised by God.
亚伯拉罕自己生的那个不算。
And the other son born of Abraham physically are not counted.
所以亚伯拉罕他自己生的儿女不是神的儿女，只有从神应许生的才是神的儿女。
So the son born of Abraham's human will is not the true son, and only the son born of the promise is the true son.
那么，接下来呢，这保罗继续的说，你以撒又生两个儿子，对不对？
And Paul continued to talk about that Isaac gave birth to two sons.
而他这个儿子就都是双胞胎啊，还就这两个儿子双胞胎，一个以扫，一个雅各。
It's a twin brother, Esau and Jacob.
然后保罗就说这个双胞胎啊，还没生下来的时候，上帝就选了一个，就是雅各是神喜欢的，神选的。
And Apostle Paul said, before the twin brother was born, God has chosen and he favors Jacob, not Esau.
啊，所以我们会看到十一节啊，屏幕上的经文会看到十一节，双子还没有生下来，上一个还没有做出来，啊。旨意要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
Verse 11, for the children not yet being born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls.
所以呢，圣经就告诉我们呢，就是上帝就选了谁呢？选了雅各。
So the Bible tells us God has chosen Jacob.
啊，这对双胞胎兄弟，这妈妈肚子里的，哎，上帝就已经选了。所以这告诉我们，就是保罗来证明，就是仅仅是从亚伯拉罕他的这个肉身生的后裔呢，不是真正的与神立约的以色列人。真正与神立约的以色列人，一定是从神应许生的才算。
So, before the twin brother was even born, God has chosen Jacob. So this tells us that those who were born physically from Abraham are not true Israel. Only those who were born out of the promise of God are true Israel.
那么到底谁是从上帝的应许生的呢？那就是就被上帝选的，那就是从上帝应许生的。
Who are those who were born out of the promise of God? And this is those are chosen by God, elected by God.
所以被上帝所拣选的才是真正的以色列人，也才是真正的神与他立约的以色列人。
So those only chosen by God are true Israel and had covenant with God.
所以这些真以色列人，他们是信靠救主，他们是蒙恩得救，所以上帝与以色列所立的约是没有落空的，仍然是成全的。
The true Israel believe in God, and so God's covenant with Israel never failed, and it's been fulfilled.
所以呢，我们看到罗马书九章为什么要揭示出这么一个让人很难理解甚至抗拒的真理，就是上帝的拣选。为什么呢？为什么要第九章一定要提出这个真理呢？
So that's why chapter 9 of Romans has revealed to us such a very important truth about God's election, and hard to understand, and some people even resist.
所以其实是为了解决上帝与以色列立约到底落不落空这个问题。
It is to explain the question of whether God's promise with a God's covenant with Israelites failed or not.
所以因为上帝的拣选，所以这个约，所以上帝的应许是没有落空的。
Because of God's election, God's covenant, God's promise with Israel.Does not fail.
那我们从刚才经文，他特别看到，尤其是这个最拣选、最典型的例子，就是这个以扫和雅各这个双胞胎兄弟还在妈妈肚子里的时候，上帝就选了。
The most typical example of the election is Jacob and Esau. Even before they were born, they were still in their mother's womb. God has chosen the one.
所以圣经特别指出，上帝的拣选不根据。人的行为。
So the Bible specifically tells us God's election does not depend on human behavior.
甚至也不根据人的意志。
And it neither depends on human will.
所以就是十六节说的，上帝的拣选不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，就是定义是指人定义。奔跑是指人奔跑，就是不在乎这个人他下没下决心，甚至不在乎他做什么决定，也不在乎他有什么样的行为，上帝就选了。
So verse 16, so then it's not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. So the wills is man wills, and the runs as man runs. It's not depends on man's will or their decision. It depends on God who shows us mercy.
所以就像那一对双胞胎兄弟还在妈妈肚子里，他们有什么行为？什么行为都没有，而且他们的行为有区别吗？都没有区别。两个妈妈肚子里的胎儿，双胞胎兄弟，他们行为是一模一样的，那没有什么区别。但是上帝就选了，所以上帝的选完全不根据人怎样，上帝就选。
Just like the twin brother, and did they have any behaviors yet? No, even they had behavior, their behaviors are the same. And so God, election does not depend on any human behavior. It's just God's decision.
所以这就被称为上帝无条件的拣选。
So it's also called unconditional election of God.
那我们当然我们就要提出问题，那上帝为什么要这样选呢？这样公平吗？难道就公平吗？
Of course, we may raise such a question. Is it fair for God to make such a decision?
好，我们先不管这件事情公不公平，我们先来说，如果上帝不这样选，上帝就不自由了。
Before we talk about whether it's fair, and if we say that God does not do such a decision, then God will not have freedom.
好，比如说，我觉得我的行为好一些啊，我的行为比他行为好一些，所以上帝你必须选我。如果这样的话，那上帝他就不自由了，对不对？他根据我的行为，我的决定来选我。
For example, I think that my behavior is better than the other people, and God, you have to choose me instead of others, then God will not have to listen to you, then he will not have freedom.
所以上帝拣选为什么一定是无条件的呢？因为上帝是自由。
So God's election must be unconditional because he has freedom.
如果他根据人的表现来选的话，那他的这个选，他的决定就被你人控制了。
If his election depends on human behavior, then God is controlled by people.
打个比方，我一直行为都很好，但是有一天我不想当好人了，因为我看到有些人，那天天做坏事，天天说谎话，哎，他得到一切，我说我不想当好人了。
For example, I have been a good person all the days of my life, but one day, suddenly, I felt that I don't want to be a good man anymore because other people, they are doing evil and they are doing bad things and still have good results. So I decided I'm not going to be a good person anymore.
那就是上帝要收回他曾经对我的选择吗？他要收回吗？他要撤销吗？
So will God take back his election of me and his decision on me?
如果他要收回他曾经对我发出的选择，那他这个选择就不是他说算了，就是我说算。首先，你选不选我，我定。第二个，我要不要你选，还是我定。
Then, if in that case, and God's election will be depend.On man's choice, if I have good behavior and you choose me, it's my decision. And if I do not want to be a good man, and it's also my choice that you take away your promise.
如果上帝的选择、上帝的决定都是由人来决定的，那他就不是上帝了，对不对？
If God's decision is made by man's behavior, he is not God.
那最最重要的是。那他将不会再得到荣耀了。
And the most important thing that he will not be glorified.
打个比方，这个老师，他给我打分数，我表现好，他就给我打高分；我表现不好，他就给我打低分。事实上，我决定我得什么分数，那这个老师就完全没有荣耀了。
For example, when a teacher gives me a score, he rates me, and if I have good behavior, I have a good score, and if I have bad behavior, I have a bad score, then the teacher may not have the full freedom to how many scores he will give to each person.
所以简单的说，因为上帝是上帝，所以他的选择就是一定在人看来就是无条件的，因为他是上帝，他要怎么选。
Simply put, God is God, so his election to man is unconditional. He will choose whatever he wants.
他选择的标准不由人来定。
His standards is not determined by man.
因为他是上帝。
For he is God.
那么我们说来看，上帝他这样选，在我们人看来， 都无法理解你怎么这样选两个胎儿，你分不出好坏，就是两个胎儿行为上没有差别，分不出好坏，上帝就选一个，为什么这么选呢？他的目的到底是什么呢？你首先目的彰显他是上帝，彰显他的权利，这当然是他的目的了。
It's hard for us to understand because the twin brothers, before you can even tell which is good or not, God has made a choice. What's the purpose? Of course, we know the purpose is to exemplify the glory of God. That's one of it.
那么在罗马书九章二十三节告诉我们呢，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，为大家读一下啊，因为时间的关系。
Read you Romans 9:23.
又将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得将来荣耀的器皿上，就是说上帝他早就定了有些器皿要得荣耀，目的是什么？要彰显上帝自己的荣耀。
So it means that God has determined that some vessels will receive his glory to exemplify his own glory.
好，那么以弗所书经文又告诉我们啊，上帝从创立世界以前就拣选了我们，是为什么呢？是让他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。简单的说，上帝拣选是让他自己的荣耀得到称赞。
The verses in Book of Ephesians tell us that God has chosen us before the foundation of the world to the praise of the glory of his grace. So simply means that he chose us so that his glory will be praised.
那么圣经也告诉我们，神说凡称我名下的人，那当然就是被他选的了。上帝说，这是我的人，这是我的人。凡是这样的人，都是神为他自己的荣耀造的。
The Bible also tells us, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, those who are called are determined by God to be chosen by him.
那这百姓是为神，是为自己所造，就为神所造，是为了述说我的美德，就是为了述说神的美德。
These people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise, to declare God's praise.
所以简单的说，上帝的拣选不是根据这个人的行为，不是根据这个人在人看来所谓的好坏，上帝就按他自己的意思选他，这样做的目的是为了彰显他自己的荣耀。
So God's election does not depend on human behavior but on his own will in order that his grace will be praised.
当圣经把这样的真理启示出来，那么圣经也当然会写到人的反应，那人的反应就说，那这公平吗？那这好像不公平啊。
When God has revealed such a truth, of course, the Bible tells about human reactions, and people will respond that is it fair? Of course, men think that it's not fair.
结果神说他就是这样定，他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
But、
就这样定。
God said it's his decision and he will show mercy to whom he will show mercy.
那么接下来就说呢，上帝是造物主，他要怎么去造这个器皿，他就这样去造这个器皿。
And he talks about that God is a creator and he will create things in his own will.
那显然这样的答案呢，有些人是不满意的，人们是不满意的。
Of course, people are not satisfied with such an answer either.
这个好像上帝太霸道啊，这是很不满意这样。
And they think that God is have too much control.
那么不满意的原因呢？当然第一个很简单，就是人觉得我失去了控制权，本来我应该控制的，结果神你控制了，人很不满，失去控制权。
The first reason that men are not satisfied because they think that they have lost the power to control, it's God who is in control and not men.
那么说到人这个控制权这个事情呢，我就想起我自己刚经历的一件事情，就前段时间我去中国大陆差不多一个多礼拜。
Talking about the power to control, and it reminds me of my personal experience. A couple of weeks ago, I went back to China.
然后呢，前两天我把我这个尿酸测了一下，我发现我尿酸翻了一倍，严重超标。
And a couple of days ago, I tested for my uric acid level, and I found that it has risen significantly, and it's even doubled.
我去中国大陆之前，我的是合格的，然后回来也超标，然后我就觉得，哎呀，我这个人怎么这么没用，连我嘴都管不了。
It was within the normal range before I went back to China, but when I came back, it doubled. So I was thinking that I couldn't even control my appetite, my mouth.
所以很多时候我们愤怒，上帝，你凭什么管理？你凭什么控制？我要管理，我要控制。但是我们往往忘记一件事情，你能控制什么？
Sometimes we are very angry. God, you have all the controls. I cannot control anything. But you should ask your question. What can you control?
你到底能控制什么？你还气得不得了？你觉得自己上帝把你的控制权拿走？你又能控制什么呢？
What can you control? You are angry that God has taken your rights to all power to control. But what can you control?
那么耶稣甚至就说，你的最小的事情你们都管不了，你们都做不到，你们都控制不了，你还能控制什么？
And Jesus have told us that even the smallest things you cannot have control, what can you take hold of?
就是使寿数多加一刻，你就让你的寿命多活一秒钟嘛，这个事情小不小？你都控制不了。
That's just increase your days for even just 1 second you cannot control.
所以圣经也告诉我们，我们不要啊，就是一搞就起誓，为什么呢？因为我们能力太小了，我们连一根头发变白变黑我们都控制不到，你还说我说话算数，你能算什么数啊？你能控制什么？
The Bible tells us we cannot even have a control of hairs or turning gray or wet, so what can we control? We cannot control anything.
圣经也说，你们明天呐、啊，就不知道到底会怎样，你们就是一片云雾，太阳一出来你们就不见了。你们能控制什么？你们能控制明天？控制不了。
The Bible tells us that you do not know what will happen tomorrow, and life is a vapor and appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Can you control tomorrow?
所以呢，我们刚才看到啊，当使徒保罗说上帝的拣选，那有人就说，那这样不公平，上帝你这样选不公平。为什么很气愤呢？就说应该我们说了算，对不对？应该人说了算，应该我来控制。上帝，你凭什么控制？但是我们忘记一件事情，你能控制，你控制不了。
So when Paul talks about God's election, many people think it's unfair and they want the power to control, but God reminds them, can you control anything?
就是在这个地上很多很多的小事情我们都控制不了，我们怎么能够真正的能控制我们的永恒能够去到哪里呢？这个责任太大了，我没有那样的能力，我管你我的永远的生命会去到哪里。
Even the smallest things in the world you cannot even control. How can you control your eternal life, where your eternal goes? And you cannot be responsible for such a great thing.
所以当上帝说他来掌权，这对于我们来说这是好消息啊，这是好消息。我巴不得上帝你来管我，你来管我，我自己管不了，我没有这个能力，没有这个智慧。
God said that He is in control. This is a great news for us because we cannot control anything, and He could control everything. That is a great news for us.
所以呢，当上帝说他定、他选、他管的时候，我们应该感到欢喜快乐。这应该成为我们喜乐的原因，而不应该成为我们气愤的原因。
So when God said He determines and He chose and He controls, it should be our joy. It should be a reason for joy, not a reason for anger.
所以我们刚才也知道，上帝为什么要这样选、这样定、这样做呢？关乎到神的荣耀。所以这上帝是为了他自己的荣耀，他这样做。所以这也让很多人很气愤，就是为什么总是上帝得荣耀，人我就不能得荣耀呢？
We just talk about the reason for God's determined nation and His chosen and His control is for His own glory, and many people will think that why all praises go to God, not men.
所以在我很小的时候啊，那别人称赞我的时候，我很开心。哎呀，就很开心，大家都称赞我很开心。
When I was young, I was very glad or happy that people praise me.
但现在慢着这个年纪长大了，我就觉得，哎呀，当别人称赞的时候，往往没有开心，往往是很焦虑。很焦，哎，别讲，往往就是这个样子。
But when I grew mature and older, and when other people praise me, I felt kind of worried, and I don't want them to praise me.
这就是非常普遍的现象，这成了一种症状啊，这叫什么？赞美焦虑。就当别人说你好、归荣耀、称赞你的时候，你感到非常的焦虑，也被称为什么冒牌者症候群，冒牌者症候群。
This is becoming very common, and when other people praise you and you have such an anxiety, it's called a praise anxiety or imposter syndrome.
这个说到就是我内心深处我知道，哎呀，我不是你们说的那个样子，不是你们说的样子，你越说我越焦虑，你越说我压力越大，我是个冒牌货。
So basically, they think that inside their heart, they know that I'm not like what you are praising me. I'm like an imposter.
因为人看人都是外貌，对不对？然后每天我们出门呐、都收拾一下，人看外貌，但上帝看人是内心。
Because people look at outside of man, but God looks at our heart.
当我们诚实地面对自己的时候，我们也知道我们心里到底是怎样。别人说我们的那些好话，我们是。不一定能够符合的，咱们内心深处。
So when we are honest with ourselves, we know that those praises, the words that people are praising us, might not be in accordance with our true self.
所以，当别人给你称赞越多，给你赞美越多，你会焦虑越大，你会压力越大，你甚至会恐惧越大。
So when the people are commending you or praising you, you become more anxious, because you or even you have a kind of fear.
所以我们刚才说到控制权哈，就是人们因为失去控制权，好像上帝把控制权拿走了，人很生气。其实这种生气是不应该，因为你根本就没有真正拥有控制权，你存在不存在失去。
When talking about the power to control, and people are angry that God has taken the power to control, and actually, men should not be angry about this because they don't actually have that power or control.
荣耀也是一样的，因为我们就啊，如果一切荣耀都归给上帝，荣耀为什么不能给我呢？因为荣耀其实不属于你，你只是想暂时的去拥有一个不属于你的东西。你这个刚开始会很开心，但是你后来会越来越害怕，越来越害怕，因为你说这不属于我。
It is same with glory, and all glory be to God, and I cannot have any glory because the glory does not belong to you. When you have a short time glory, you might be happy for a while, but later you become afraid or anxious about it because it does not belong to you.
所以，当你把这个东西归还到它真正的主人，你松了一口气，你放松了。荣誉、荣耀，你归给他真正的主人，他真正应该拥有是上帝。你把这些交到上帝手中，哦，你长出一口气了。
And when you return the glory to its true master God, and God should be the master of glory, and you are relaxed.
所以呢，这个约翰派伯就说啊，一个美国牧师他就说，他说最好的事情呢是什么呢？就是上帝造我们的时候啊。让我们从赞美上帝当中得到最大的喜乐，而不是从得到赞美中得到喜乐。
American pastor John Piper has said, "This is good news because we were made to find greatest joy in praising, not being praised."
就是当我们越来越赞美上帝，越来越赞美上帝，我们心里其实越来越快活，越来越轻松，越来越喜乐。其实这是一个非常普遍的现象。
When we praise more and more to God, praising God more and more, we have more joy and relaxed in our heart.
你像马上天气越来越好啊，很多人有出去旅行的计划。当你到外面去看到这美好的大自然，你说哇，这些太美了，太美了。其实你就在歌颂造物主，你不管你知不知道，其实你内心就是在歌颂造物主。当你这样。据说哇，这些太美了，太好了！当你歌颂造物主的时候，你是最开心、最享受的时候。
The weather is good, and many people have plans to travel. And when you go to the nature and you look at the beautiful nature and you're praising and how beautiful it is, and you are actually praising the Creator. And when you are praising the Creator, you are actually the one who enjoys the nature most.
比如说当你吃到一个非常好的美食，你吃的时候你就在想，哇，怎么这么好吃啊，这到底是谁做的呀，我想去看看它，我想去称赞它。当你越是这样想，越是想把荣耀归给这一位的时候，你是最快乐的那一个。
When you are enjoying a delicious dish and and it's so delicious, I want to find out who made this. And when you try to praise the chef who made this delicious food, and you are actually the one who enjoys the meal most.
其实啊，当你给出赞美，或者说当你真正的把赞美归给那应该得的，就是上帝的时候，你不是觉得很难受，你会觉得很幸福。
When you give the glory or the praise to the one who is worthy of the praise and glory, you are the happiest person.
但是自从人堕落犯罪以后呢，人把这个扭曲了，就是人以为当我得到赞美的时候我会快乐，当别人称赞我的时候我会快乐，这是一个堕落的罪人才会这么想。
When men fall and they have distorted this, and they think that when they get praised and commended, they think they are the happiest, but that's not the truth.
所以事实也是这样。所以很多得到很大荣耀的人，很多得到很大重担的人，其实他内心真的是如履薄冰啊，恐惧战惊，他知道他不配，他知道他不配。
Actually, when people get praises and they have a lot of burden, they had fears and they, because they think that they are not worthy of those praises.
所以我们今天从圣经中看到的上帝拣选的真理，我们一看刚开始觉得哇，这个样子好像很难以接受。
So today we'll talk about God's election, and first we might think it's hard to accept.
但是我们真正来看，因为上帝他就是上帝，所以他一定是这么选。
But God is God, and He will choose like that.
他不会根据我们的选择、我们的行为、我们的意志来做他是否选的决定，那他就已经不是上帝了。
His election does not depend on our will, our choice, our behavior. Then He will not be God in that case.
而正因为上帝这样选，我们不应该感到很气愤，我们应该感到很喜乐。
Because of God's election, we should not be angry, but have joy in our heart.
因为我们生命的本相是什么？我们确实是智慧有限，能力有限，我们其实什么都做不到，控制不了。
We are limited in our wisdom and ability, and we cannot control anything.
我们把这一切的主权交到一个全能、全知，尤其是慈爱的上帝手中，这其实是一件非常喜乐的事情。
When we give this power to control back to the God who is all wise and all powerful and especially all loving, and we should feel the great joy.
其实我刚才那样说的也不准确，也不是说我把我们的权利交给上帝，其实我们也本来也没有什么权利。你也控制不了什么东西。
It's not accurate, actually. It's not that we returned the power to God. Actually, we did not have that power at all.
第二件事情呢，就是当我们真正的能够归荣耀给上帝的时候，上帝这样拣选就是为了他的荣耀。而我们真正把荣耀归给上帝的时候，我们不是感到很气愤的，我们是感到很喜乐，因为我们受造，我们被造就是这样子的。
So second one is when we bring glory to God, and we should not be angry. We should have the greatest joy because we were created like that.
你看，在以赛亚书的43:21，就说这百姓是我为自己所造，好述说我的美德。
Verse 21, the people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise.
所以呢，这个凡是属神的人，凡是上帝选的人，上帝说，上帝造他们的目的就是让他们去赞美上帝。
So everyone that God has chosen and is in God's election, that God said they created them for His to declare His praise.
所以，当我们能够归荣耀给上帝，当我们能够赞美上帝的时候，我们就活出了我们受造的目的。这是一件最快乐的事情。
So when we praise God and bring glory to God and we live out the purpose that God has created us, this is the most joyful thing.
所以就好像很简单，就是你造一个工具，你就是让他去做这件事情，但是你不让他做这事情，你总让他做别的，那他就总是别别扭扭不舒服。
For example, when you made a tool, you want this tool to be used specifically for that purpose. If he is used for other purposes, it's not always right.
所以上帝他的百姓他的选民受造的目的就是为了赞美上帝，所以当他们赞美上帝的时候，他是会很开心的。
So God's chosen people, when they created, they were created to declare the praise of God. And when they praise God and bring glory to God, they are most happiest person.
上帝的拣选给我们来说最大的一个安慰是什么呢？尤其是上帝的拣选不根据人的行为，给我们所有人最大的安慰是什么呢？就是所有人都可能被上帝选。
The greatest assurance or comfort that God's election has brought us is that everyone could be elected.
就是我在中国大陆的时候，我看中国大陆有一个电视节目非常受欢迎，很多人看的。
And while I was in China, there was a very popular TV program.
就是相亲节目，就是这个男生女生呐、啊，这个为他们去相亲。
And there was a program for people to.Date.
当我们身边有这样的朋友，我们就说，哎，你也去啊，说不定你碰到啊，对啊。
When we have someone who's single around us, we may encourage them to participate in that program.
大多数我得到的回应，那我不去，那我不配，那更不配，去了就丢人。
Most people, their response is that no, no, I will not go. I'm not worthy to be in that program.
感谢神，上帝不是这样选的。
Praise the Lord that God does not choose that way.
上帝不是说你一定要到达什么样的行为，你一定要到达什么样的标准，你一定要是什么样的上帝选。上帝不是按这个选的。
God does not choose us because we have reached a certain standard or certain level.
这其实是对所有人来说，这是最美好的福音了。
Actually, for every one of us, is the greatest news or greatest gospel.
因为每个人就说，虽然我这么不好，我这么糟糕，但是我依然上帝会选我的，我依然会成为神的儿女，依然有这个可能。
We may say that even though I'm so sinful, I still could be elected by God and have this blessing.
只要我认罪悔改，我就能够成为神的儿女。
As long as I confess my sins and repent, I can be the children of God.
然后因为上帝的拣选，让我们每一个人都有机会去经历最大的喜乐，就是当把荣耀归给上帝的喜乐，这就是人可以经历的最大的喜乐了。
Because of God's election, we may experience the greatest joy in my life is to bring glory to God.
那么让每一个人呢，也都有最大的安全感，因为是上帝选，不是你自己选，不是别人选，是上帝选。
Every one of us will have the largest, greatest sense of security because it is God who chose not by ourselves.
上帝不是人啊！你到菜场买菜，你一看，你抓起一个，哎呦，拿错了，不好，又放回去。上帝不是这样的。
God is not like man. When you go to grocery market and you picked something and you decided you don't want it and you put it back, and God is not like that.
所以我们每一个信靠耶稣的人，你总有一天你会知道，不是你选了神，是神选了你。
So everyone who believes in God, one day you will know that it is not that you have chosen God, but God has chosen you.
然后你心里非常的平安，因为是上帝选了我，上帝就不会再丢弃我了。
You have great peace in your heart because it is God has chosen you and He will never forsake you.
所以感谢神，我们今天来思想罗马书九章，这谈到上帝的拣选。
Praise the Lord. Today we consider the scriptures in chapter 9 of Romans about God's election.
上帝的拣选不是一个冷冰冰冷酷的一个什么神学教义。
God's election is not a cold doctrine.
上帝的拣选是真的让我们找到我们人应该待的位置。
God's election helps us to find our true position.
当我们找到我们应该待的位置，当我们找到我们真正应该做的事情，我们才能够有最大的喜乐，就是归荣耀给上帝的喜乐。
We find our right position, we find the right thing to do, we have the greatest joy, that is the joy of praising God, giving glory to God.
正因为是上帝的拣选，所以我们每一个蒙拣选的人，你知道你的救恩是不会再失去了。
Because it is God's election, and everyone who have received the grace of God will know that your salvation will never be forsaken.
你会说，那我怎么知道我是被上帝拣选的呢
？You may ask, then how do I know that I'm chosen by God?
好，我们最后一起来读一处圣经的经文，你就会知道你是不是被上帝拣选的人。
Let's read the scripture, and you will be able to know whether you are chosen by God.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来。
So stand up and read the scriptures.
好，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《哥林多前书》的一章，我们从27节读到第29节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 to 29.
哥林多前书一章27节起，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶弃的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。我们说上帝的拣选是无条件的。
We say that God's election is unconditional.
但是这一段圣经却告诉我们上帝选怎样的人。
But this passage tells us what kind of people God has chosen.
愿圣灵光照我们，让我们来看到我们自己内心，我们是一个怎样的人。
May the Holy Spirit light on us so that in our heart we know what kind of person we are.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你在创世以前你就已经拣选的在基督里得救的人。
Thank you that you have chosen those who will be saved in Christ before the foundation of the world.
你拣选这个世界上那些看到自己的软弱，看到自己的卑微，看到自己渺小。
You have chosen those people who realize that they are weak and they are lowly and they are insignificant.
愿一切的荣耀归给至高的神。
May all glory be to God in the highest.
愿这世上一切劳苦担重担的，一切畏罪。认罪悔改的一切在主里面能够赤露敞开的人都能够被圣灵所光照。
And may all those who have troubled with burden, those who confess their sins and repent and who are naked before God and have this kind of
让我们从上帝的主权、上帝的拣选当中，让我们得到的是真正心中的喜乐和平安。
And from the God's election, we will have true joy in our heart.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们今天我们信息就到这里。